A group calling itself the Leadership Conference Education Fund commissioned the online poll by Anzalone Lisgrove Research's Matt Hogan. 880 people were polled.
What we find is there's just overwhelming support for requiring police officers to wear body-worn cameras. Nearly 9 out of 10 Americans, 88%, support requiring police to wear body cameras while on duty. And that support, you know, extends across racial and partisan lines, you know, exceeding 80% among each of those audiences.
Hogan says those who want the cameras also want clear guidelines in place for how the cameras in their footage are used. And Sakura Cook with the Leadership Conference says it's understandable.
We don't just want them to adopt the body camera program and then just start indiscriminately filming communities as they're walking up and down the street and not have clear guidelines around when the camera should be on and off, how video is retained and accessed, whether an officer can view the video prior to writing an initial report.
And that's similar to legislation refiled this year by West Park Democratic Representative Chevron Jones in the Florida legislature.
Last session, Senator Chris Smith and I filed legislation asking those cities and those agencies who currently have police body cameras to put rules and regulations in place to make sure that they are being used properly. But looking at the situation with Corey Jones, if this officer had been equipped with a body camera, there would be evidence to show what was the confrontation, if there was one, and what happened prior to the shooting. Now there's no evidence. The evidence is now up to the officer because Corey Jones is no longer living.
He's referring to a case where Corey Jones, a South Florida man, was killed by a plainclothes Palm Beach Gardens police officer in an unmarked car last week. Jones' car had been stalled on the road. Recent reports say he was on the phone with AT&T's roadside assistance when he was fatally shot by Newman Raja, who claims Jones had pulled a gun on him. The FBI is among four agencies investigating the case. Meanwhile, another bill by Representative Jones is currently Florida law. It creates a public records exemption for the body camera recordings to address privacy concerns. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.